From comics and games to movies and TV. This is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. Now here are the nerds.
Please talk nerdy to me.
Greetings, nerdians. This is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. We are live inside the Auto Collision Specialist Studio. I am Farley and always joined by the incredible Mr. Micah. How are you, sir?
The snack that you brought in smells weird.
We're going to talk about this in a little bit. We'll get to the snack here in a few. But Hulk is not joining us today. So, again, the last time he didn't join us, we replaced him. So we have another replacement with us. We have the crew from Noco Mobile Gaming. I have Darius and Catherine. How are you guys doing today?
Well, good. Thank you. And yourself?
Good. Yeah, we're doing great. Welcome to the Nerd Show. And not only just that, you guys are new sponsors of the Nerd Show.
Yeah.
Which we greatly appreciate.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, thanks for being here. As always with our show, new format of our show, we have started reviewing snacks. And you guys are going to be the first guests on our show to actually help us review a snack.
All right.
So this is a pretty big privilege. So as Micah announced, this snack smells a little bit weird. And that's because it's a pumpkin pie Kit Kat. I don't know what you guys stand on the whole pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie, like if that is coming out too soon. I know it's almost September, so we're almost in a burr month, but
it is still summertime.
It is still summertime. I concur. Everything is being taken over by pumpkin spice right now, and I don't know how I feel about it.
I feel like they're already selling Christmas stuff.
Well,
it's too soon.
There's places that sell Christmas all year round, but I mean, you're right. You're starting to see a lot more Christmas stuff coming out. I mean, I'm a Halloween guy, and so to skip over Halloween and just bring out Christmas makes my heart sad.
Yeah.
It is, but I'm also feel my heart sad that we're trying to push summer out. Like, get out of here, summer. Bring on the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, but this summer hasn't been a lot of fun.
No, it hasn't.
You know, shut in.
Do you think we're trying to push through 2020 now? We're like, just get this over with.
Oh, yeah.
Bring
yes.
on fall.
Just get it out of here. This time, it's fine to skip all that. Just
bring it on.
Fast forward to next year.
Yep. So, I mean, I know Starbucks released their pumpkin spice beverages. It's not just the pumpkin spice latte anymore. They have the cold foam and the latte, and I think they have a couple other things that are out right now. But Kit Kat came out with the pumpkin pie Kit Kat, and I believe this is the third year in a row, and I've never actually tried this one before. So we have to try this and give it a review. So collectively, we have to give it an 8.5 or above.
Okay.
So if you guys like it and you would buy it again, that's kind of where we judge it off of. And that's where you give an 8.5. I know Catherine's looking at me weird because you don't like pie or pumpkin or life. Really?
Apparently.
I love pie.
Pie is the best. I'm a huge pie fan.
Anything with pie in it, I'm for.
So math is great.
Yeah. 3.1415 infinity.
Yeah. All right. So, Micah, you already have yours open. Give it a go. And I will say these are an odd orange color.
Smells horrible.
No, I think that smells great. But caveat,
I don't like pumpkin.
I love pumpkin pie and pumpkin spice as much as I don't want to see it come out this early. I'm a big fan. And the smell
I'm more
of it
a ginger
great.
Spice person. But not the Spice Girls, just that one Spice Girl.
I knew that's where you were going.
I love the Spice Girls.
All of them?
Are you and I just the opposite of things?
Apparently.
You know, she and I were talking off the air and disagreed on everything except for Legos.
Legos is the common bond.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Legos?
That's a good question. That's
horrible
a fair point.
Human beings.
Parents, when they step on them at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's fair. Yes.
No, even then, I'm like,
but it's a Lego. It's okay. Yeah. I'm bleeding, but it's okay.
It's jammed up in my foot.
I don't
it's going toward
toenail.
The heart, but it's. I was meant to die this way.
Death by Legos.
Good thing you can't get tetanus from a Lego.
Do they make metal Legos? Because if they did, I would buy them.
I mean, no. Not regular Legos. I think you can get some Lego brands like outside of the Legos that have metal pieces, but not standard Legos.
Yeah, you know, there are several different types of Lego brands, and you can tell the difference between the quality of Lego and the quality of the other
guys. Not the same.
Not the same.
So, going back on track, the pumpkin pie Kit Kat.
Sorry, guys.
It's cool. What do you guys think?
It's not as bad as I was anticipating.
Really? pretty good. That doesn't really taste like pie. I don't think it tastes like pumpkin. Honestly, I think it tastes like cinnamon and nutmeg.
You know what this reminds me of? My grandma's sweet potato pie. I love it.
Mm.
I love it. That was like some of the best memories of my life.
Yeah? Did she put the marshmallows on top?
No.
No?
No.
Just sweet potato.
It's just straight
pie, sweetness.
You know?
Yeah?
All the magic was inside the pie, so yeah.
Mm. I think it's good.
I've never had sweet potato pie.
No?
Nope.
There's a lot of things Micah hasn't tried, so don't be surprised by that.
We really got to get him out more.
We be careful.
Outside.
Be careful.
The sunlight? No. Burns my skin.
We got to be careful taking him outside of this building.
Yeah. I go to two places. They're both downtown. Then I come right back.
And what are those two places?
Why, the Nerd Store, sponsor, and Right Coast Pizza,
ba-ba-dum,
sponsor.
Nice.
I mean, even if they weren't sponsors, I'd go anyway.
I like how he did that.
Yeah, no, they're good. All right, so rating-wise, I mean, I feel like you're going to, Darius, you're going to give it a pretty good review. If this brings back happy memories, that's the best kind of food, right? That makes you go, oh, childhood.
Yep.
So where are you at, Micah?
Well, it doesn't taste as horrible as it smells.
Mm.
I agree with you. It actually tastes more like nutmeg. It, to me, it tastes closer to eggnog than it does pumpkin pie. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I've been up a very long time.
That can be part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's mixing with the Mountain Dew in your mouth, and it's kind of giving you a weird flavor.
Well, yeah, I have been drinking Mountain Dew, and I'm going to have to stop drinking this Mountain Dew till the taste of this weird chocolate Kit Kat is out of my mouth, because this will interfere with every flavor of Mountain Dew.
It will. This is not going to blend in with any Mountain Dew at all.
No, except for maybe that god-awful peachish atrocity of a Mountain Dew.
I don't know.
Yeah,
wrong.
It'll go with that grossness.
All right, so give it a rating. Where are you at?
I'll give this a rating. I'm going to – I didn't hate it. But I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give it a 6. I think people who love pumpkin will probably love it.
Mm-hmm.
People who hate pumpkin, you might as well try it.
All right. Darius?
I'm going to give it a 10.
Ooh, 10.
It's almost that season. It brought back some really good memories for me. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 10. Why not?
Why not?
I'll give it a 10 and put it in a pie shape and just give it to Darius so I don't have to make pie.
There you go.
No?
I mean, you put some whipped cream on that. I'm sure it's practically the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Pour some whipped cream on it. Oh. Stop singing.
Wrong. I'm a huge fan of Kit Kats, pumpkin pie, and everything that this represents. As far as the Kit Kat levels go, I like the Christmas one that came out with last year better, the sweet cinnamon Kit Kat. But I'm still going to give this an 8.5 just because I like it a lot. Now, you gave it a 6. So technically, it's not Nerd Show approved because you brought everybody down.
Yeah.
Debbie Downer.
I kind of bring people down.
Bring it down the group average.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm like the dumb kid who didn't study for the test, and I'm bringing down the bell curve. I hate bell curve.
You're that kid.
So yeah, I'm the lazy one.
So if you like pumpkin pie and you like fall, and you enjoy life, you should go out and try these Kit Kat pumpkin pies. And I did read, I don't know if you guys are coffee fans, but they have a mocha Kit Kat coming out in November. I got to get my month straight. It's coming out in November, and it's going to be, I think, amazing.
But if it was Red Bull flavor, I'd be interested.
But not coffee.
Red Bull flavored coffee.
Gross.
She's serious about that. That is not a joke.
That Red Bull flavored coffee? Coke is coming out with a coffee flavored Coke.
No, just Red Bull. Blueberry Red Bull.
Blueberry with coffee?
You know, got to double fist it.
I will say, as I'm drinking my coffee and eating this, that blends together very nice. Very nice. But pie and coffee's hand in hand.
As I'm drinking my Mountain Dew and eating this, I'm very disappointed in myself. I have wasted this Mountain
so
Dew,
gross.
And I'm going to go cry.
All right. Well, when we come back, Nerdians, we're going to talk more about actually the NoCo mobile gaming and see what you guys are all about. So stay tuned.
T
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, Nerdians, to the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA, presented by Right Coast Pizza. Pizza. Love pizza. You guys been to Right Coast? You know, no. Are you familiar with this place downtown?
No. Can't say we have.
It's the best pizza in Greeley in Weld County, probably Colorado.
In ever.
It's, yeah, it's like Jersey style pizza, so you get like the huge slices of pizza.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing. It's so good.
I'm a foodie. I love food.
Go check it out. It's amazing. We are huge fans on the Nerd Show of Right Coast Pizza, not because they sponsor us, because we love pizza and we love their pizza.
Indeed.
So, NoCo Mobile Gaming, tell us a little bit about the business and why you decided to make a mobile gaming unit.
So, me and my wife always wanted to try our hand in business.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do something that was flexible on the weekends, but we wanted to do something that we enjoyed. So we looked around and we searched around, and actually it was a conversation I had with my father.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Have you ever heard of a game truck before?" And I was like, "No."
Your father told you this?
Yeah.
All right, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's like 50-something years old, and he's like, "You should check this out." So awesome. Go on the internet and start looking at it, and I show my wife, I'm like, "Yeah, hey, check this out." And she's like, "That's it.
That's the
it.
One.
That's it right
you
there."
You saw that and you're just hooked.
Yeah, oh, we're like, let's do it.
Did you go check out other gaming units before you set yours up?
Just went with it. From the pictures alone, we were like, yeah, that's what we want to do.
So how did you create the trailer? Like, is this a custom thing you have to order online, or did you build the trailer?
So we contacted somebody online that builds these trailers.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for this.
Uh-huh. And we had it, the schematics drawn out for us and everything.
Yeah.
And we got to pick the layout. It was really cool.
It was a fun experience to go through all of that. Kind of like when you're going through and building a house, like you get to pick the layout, the colors and everything?
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, we picked the wrap. We picked the gaming stations we wanted in there.
Yeah. So which gaming stations do you have inside? So if you pull up to a party, like what do people are going to expect? Like what do you have inside of there?
We have four PS4s, five Nintendo Switches now?
Yes, five.
Wow. That's a lot of controllers.
Xbox yes, One, virtual reality, a Wii.
Kicking it old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. So what kind of virtual reality is like an Oculus system that you have or
no,
is it something else?
No, it's the PlayStation 4 VR.
Okay, so it just hooks up to one of your PlayStation mm-hmm. 4s?
Yeah.
And how many games do you guys carry inside of there?
Over 80.
Over 80 for all of the different units and everything like that? Do you have a favorite game out of all those 80?
Oh, no.
There's so many.
I know.
So many to choose from?
Oh, yeah.
We did have a family game night of Injustice.
Oh, I love Injustice.
One or two?
Both. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, the whole comic book series, the video games, all of it. I am a huge fan. I'm a DC guy to begin with. So when I got to play the game finally, I read the comic books first before I played the game. So when I finally got to the game, I was like, this is something special. This is a great game.
All right. So here comes the next question.
Yeah.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Oh, man.
Easy.
Of course.
See.
We're going to have to befriend him.
What about you? Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Both of you?
But they're not my favorite.
They're not his favorite.
I'm more of a Marvel guy.
See, now if Hulk was here, he would also say Batman, because that's actually kind of how we started this conversation of connecting our nerdiness together was through Batman. So we're huge Batman guys. I'm assuming, based off your question and your response, you're more Superman.
I jumped the line.
Don't lie.
I love Superman. I love Superman. Yeah. He stands for everything that's right, but Batman's rich. You know, that's his superpower.
Well,
who doesn't love a
billionaire?
He's
also smart.
Honestly.
Yeah, he's very smart.
And he's got a cave.
Yep.
That's a superpower. He's got bats in a cave, and he can talk to them.
But you got to respect Batman for what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, without powers, I mean, yes, he's rich, and yes, he's got some toys, right? But the dedication that he puts into it to turn himself into Batman, he's more Batman than he is Bruce Wayne, in my opinion. We're going down a different rabbit hole than we anticipated.
This is where video games take you.
Yeah. So with your guys' mobile gaming unit, what do people expect? Like when you are booking a party with you guys, what does that process look like? Like I got a birthday party coming up. And I contact you. What's the steps we're going to go through?
So there's a couple different options. You can call us and we can help you book the party. Mm-hmm. Or you can go online at nocomobilegaming.com and you can book online without ever having to speak to us.
But we want to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are great to talk to.
We want to talk to you.
I agree.
So you set up like all aspects of the party or just the gaming part of it?
Just the gaming part.
Just the gaming part.
We do have packages that include more than just the gaming.
So like if I need food, you guys can help out with the food?
Yeah, we partner with Noco Nosh.
Yeah.
And Gleed Sin and the people at Noco Nosh. Sorry.
No worries. So they help you out with getting food too there in the party and to make that a complete package, right?
Yeah.
And you guys will come out for like half an hour, or does it just depend on the package?
Our smallest package is an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. To come out there. And they get access to the entire thing. Whatever they want to play with, they can play with it while they're there?
Yeah. Virtual reality is on the next package up.
Okay.
So depending on the package is what you get to play. Virtual reality is the value package is what we call it.
Okay.
The basic package is the whole gaming library.
Is included?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. With the library that you guys have, do you notice any trends of like kids really enjoy this game or that game? Do you make sure that you have the games that that age group is going to like more than others? Or is just you have a big enough library that you don't have to really worry about that?
Our library is big enough. And the customers get to pick the level of maturity the games are.
Okay.
But as for trending games, it depends on, you know, what area of town you're in, really.
Yeah.
There's some that are really popular and but most of the time, it's all over the place. They just, oh, I want to try this. And then 10 minutes later, it's like, oh, I want to try that.
Yeah. Well, I remember, like, when you go to the arcade, like, when they used to have arcades back in the day, right?
Uh-huh.
You go with a bag of quarters to go play all the different games that you could play, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, when I saw what you guys have set up, that's kind of what it reminded me of, is you have the ability to experience a lot of different games and styles of playing games and different units and things like that. So that's, I think it's kind of, it was nostalgic for me to see what you're doing. And I think that's what was one of the cool things of what drew me to your business and how you're doing things is going back to that old school arcade mentality of, okay, I want to jump around from this game to this game to this game.
Yeah, the kids definitely change games a lot.
Oh, yeah. Do they ever play just like, I have two boys at home and all they play is Minecraft. And that's it.
Our son
that's
loves
our son.
Do you guys pull up to a party and just, all the kids just want to play Minecraft?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah? Just have a Minecraft party?
Usually the kids that play Minecraft, they play that the whole time. They don't want anything else.
That's literally the only thing that my boys talk about is Minecraft.
Yeah.
It kind of drives me crazy. I'm not going to lie. It gets a little too much after a while and a lot of conversation about Minecraft. It's like, there's more games out there, dudes. So yeah. I kind of want to get them into a game that has a more of a purpose to it, eventually, if I can get them there.
Well that's not going to work because it's not your craft. It's Minecraft.
Heyo.
Dude.
I'm sorry. I would like to apologize to all the listeners for that. I'm going to punish myself by drinking this Mountain Dew.
You do that. Boy, you do that. And then why don't we go to commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into Noco Mobile Gaming. Stay tuned, Nerdians.
Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, Welcome back, Nerdians, to the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. We are in the Auto Collision Specialist Studios with NoCo Mobile Gaming. You guys, we were kind of talking off air. You do a little bit of community work right now, right? Down in Denver area?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I love what you guys are doing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We have been invited to be a part of the Denver Safe Zone programs, giving the kids an opportunity to stay out of trouble, keep them busy.
Yeah. So you go down there and just set up camp and then for free, and like the kids come and talk to you guys and play the games and stuff?
Well, it's a bunch of different organizations. So when we go down there, there's like a big screen TV or a blow-up screen TV for the kids to watch movies on.
Right.
There's free food. There's us. There's other vendors down there.
Yeah.
And it's all paid for by the city of Denver.
That's awesome.
To keep these kids out of trouble and to give them something to do.
So how many kids do you typically see on a day or afternoon, evening?
It depends on the area.
Yeah?
Yeah. Depends on the area.
But quite a few, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you set up a giant inflatable screen with a movie and food and video games, kids are going to show up.
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but...
Go ahead. Toot your horn, man.
The attendance around a video game is a little bit higher.
It's true.
You're pretty popular over there, yeah.
We went to an event that had kids were zoned off to areas, and they were like, can I come to you?
Like, yeah. I want to go to that zone. Mm-hmm. I want to play the video games.
It was awesome. And you had the people in the other zones staring over the tape looking, what's going on?
Their backs to the movie and just like, oh, watching the games, blank-faced. Ugh, I don't know. Something about video games just sucks people in.
It does.
So how long have you guys been doing that?
We started 12-12-19.
Wow.
No, the Denver
stuff. The Denver stuff. Oh. I mean, that's good to know, too.
Yes, that is.
She's got that date locked.
She's got that locked in, for sure.
We started doing that a couple weekends ago. I think it was 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So is this like a weekly event that Denver puts on, or is this like a bi-weekly type thing, or how often do they do it?
Denver's wanting to do it every weekend.
Wow. That's impressive. And they rotate locations as they're going around.
And it's not just Denver. Aurora's doing it. There's some in Park Hill and...
Yeah. The areas, which is pretty much the really bad neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, that's great, though. I mean, kids, obviously, video games are an easy way to connect to kids and to occupy them for a little while and escape what they're experiencing in life at that moment in time. I mean, that's one of the reasons that we all, I think, enjoyed video games is being able to visit a different world. You know what I mean? You don't play video games that are too real life. You want to play Mario and go jump on some mushrooms. I bet. You just have anybody coming out and hanging out there.
Yep.
That's so very cool. So how does the safety work with you guys? I mean, you kind of brought up at the Denver thing, they zone out the kids. But when you go to a party, how does the safety work? I mean, because we're in whole COVID thing right now and the world is bonkers.
Right.
So obviously we got to navigate through this. So how does that work?
So we have limited the number of guests that can come in. We are down to 10 people are allowed to play at a time at half capacity to follow CDC.
Right.
Everyone is required to wear a mask correctly the entire time.
That's key.
Everyone gets their temperatures taken, hand sanitized, the whole nine yards. We sanitize every controller between people with alcohol wipes.
Nice. So you guys are doing everything that you physically can to... keep these kids, or not even kids, but anybody who wants to come play,
absolutely
safe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so then, like, if I'm setting up the party, obviously I'm picking who gets to come and hang out with us, right?
Yeah.
It's not just anybody gets to show up, even though the neighbors are going to want to pop in and try to play some games.
Yeah, our service is based solely around customer control. You pick the games, you pick where you want us to be, you pick when you want us to be there, and you pick who comes.
That's cool. And so with that, do you get a lot of, or I guess, what's the average size of party that you guys are going to? I know 10 is your limit for inside of the trailer, right? But how many people do you see coming to a party?
Well, 10 people are allowed to participate at once. We have 3 TVs on the inside and we have 2 more on the outside.
Oh, wow. So you have a lot of space to work with to get these people kind of spread out a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, I keep hearing rumors that we're going to do a competition between the Nerd Show and Brew Talk.
Oh, yeah.
But they have to be drunk.
Well, they're going to be drunk. It's brutal. Those guys are never sober. I mean, granted, I'm hardly ever sober either. Yes. But
we're going to bring the trailer up here, and it's going to be Nerd Show versus Brew Talk.
That's exciting.
I think we should structure it. We should pair you guys up with a Brew Talk guy, and you guys get to pick the game. And
I'm going against Doc. It's me versus Doc.
I
have a feeling
Doc.
He's not very good at video games.
I don't know. That guy's... What are you going to play, Micah?
The simplest video game for someone who's not... I'm not very good at video games. I have tried...
We have Galaga. You think you can get down to some Galaga?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Come on, it's back and forth and pushing. Yeah.
It's one button.
Back and forth. Is there one where you just, out of anger, throw something?
No,
I would be great at that.
Right, yeah, you don't throw
about,
stuff.
Like, on the video game.
Oh, that's...
Maybe we can go find, like, a food fight video.
Maybe there's, like, a Wii game
food
that
fight!
You just throw something.
Baseball.
Baseball works pretty good, yeah.
Oh, Wii baseball is kind of hard, though.
Wii Sports is popular.
Very popular. I am pro status at Wii Sports Golf. I don't want to brag, but...
Oh, yeah?
Real golf? No. I suck at real golf, but get me on the Wii, I'll knock it.
Nice.
I have a Toy Story game that you throw pies. Maybe you can do that one. I'll bring the Toy Story game for you guys.
Yeah.
So you can play that one.
Is there one where you eat pies?
No. No. We have not developed the technology for you to eat a pie during a video game.
I'll bake you a pie. How about that?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I'll get those Kit Kats and put it in the pie shape.
She don't bake me no pie. What's going on in here?
Yeah.
It's the beard.
The beard is nice and full.
It's the beard.
The beard is where I get my Samson-like power.
What?
Okay. All my strength.
So, like, what are going to be the stakes of this competition, though? It's not a competition.
That's a good question. You know, I don't even think we've talked about steaks. I like mine medium rare.
I got it.
Great.
I got it. How about this? We get all of their hours.
Ooh.
If we win, and if we lose, we buy them beer.
So if we win, we get a 3-hour show for
the rest of time.
The rest of time.
Yeah.
So and we just take them off air forever.
Yeah.
And going in those pockets.
Yeah. If they win, we'll get them some video really, games. Really, really cheap beer. What's the cheapest beer? Is it Pabst?
Pabst. Keystone.
Yeah. Pabst.
Keystone Light.
Yeah. Well, we'll get some. Is there Pabst Light? We can water down that.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
You're just talking nasty right now.
Yeah, I'm just...
Also a beer fan, I can't do that to somebody.
Not even to your greatest enemy?
Not even to my greatest enemy.
Okay.
I'm too nice.
You guys have a YouTube show, right?
Yeah,
we do. Like a whipped cream pie in the face deal.
Ooh, I like that. Video content. We got to do something embarrassing.
Yeah, but that's going to ruin the pie. And I don't
know. No, it's just
some
whipped cream in a tin, bro. Yeah, no, it's just whipped cream.
You're
ruining
the
actual pie.
Whipped cream.
I will make you more whipped cream.
Peanut butter and whipped cream pie, peanut butter and cheese quesadilla with whipped cream.
Michael, that's disgusting.
The possibilities are endless.
Do you have diabetes?
Not yet.
You one would think, right?
Yeah.
No, I think I like your idea though of doing something kind of embarrassing.
Just put
I think that's
on
what
a
we need to do.
Put it in their face, you know.
Maybe we can hook up with Right Coast Pizza.
No, don't ruin the pizza.
Hook up with Right Coast Pizza
and like see how much of their ingredients.
You know what we should do?
You can throw at me and I can catch in
at
my
the
mouth.
Same time, we can get, you know, those Harry Potter jelly beans with the disgusting flavors mixed in?
Yeah.
So as we're dueling, whoever loses has to grab a jelly bean and then risk Russian roulette having a disgusting jelly bean in their mouth. And then all together, at the end, we do something embarrassing to it, the complete team that loses.
Yeah, but jelly beans don't go well with Mountain Dew.
How do jelly beans not go good with Mountain Dew? Sugar on sugar.
Yeah, but trust me, I know this stuff. I know this stuff.
The Mountain Dew connoisseur.
Well, when it comes to Mountain Dew, I do trust you. So tell us really quick, how do people find NoCo Mobile online?
Facebook at NoCo Mobile Gaming. NoCoMobileGaming.com. Instagram, Noco Mobile Gaming. Everything is Noco Mobile Gaming.
That's just fun. Just go on social media, Noco Mobile Gaming. All right, well, thank you guys for joining us today on The Nerd Show. We really appreciate it. It was great fun talking with you, and I'm sure we're going to have you on the show, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, stay tuned, nerdy.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, Nerdians, to the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA. What did you think of that, Micah? You like the guys from No Cool Mobile?
I think they are some pretty cool people.
I concur. I think that's good. I'm so pumped about a possibility of having a competition with the Brew Talk guys.
I am worried because I don't like losing. That's why I don't gamble.
Me either.
I hate losing, and I just know I'm going to lose. I know I'm going to let the team down, so maybe I'll... I broke my arm.
No, that'll let the team down.
I broke my arm. I need
start
a fill-in.
You got to start training.
Darius?
Start training. Yeah, we'll have Darius fill in for you.
Yeah.
He's played all the games, so...
Yeah. He'll fill in for me. He's a part of the show now.
He is. He's part of our family.
Yeah, so you know what? He can fill in for me. Oh, my arm! My tendonitis in both arms and entire body.
It's falling apart.
Yeah.
So we just had the DC Fandom, right?
Fandom.
And a lot of...
It was epic.
Man, like my phone was blowing up with announcements. I tried to watch as much of it as I could throughout the day. But I mean, it was 24 hours of nonstop DC awesomeness, and so it was hard to watch all of it, but there were some huge things that came out of the DC Fandom, and next week we're gonna dive deeper into a lot of the things that came out, but we wanted to kind of hit on a few things that we saw that were kind of key. So one, you want to talk about the Gotham Knights. Holy bejesus.
Yeah, that's a video game. I'm not you know, great at video games, but that's an interesting looking video game where Batman has died, and now it's up to the Gotham Knights to take over the legacy.
So they showed Robin, Red Hood, and Batgirl taking up the mantle.
Yeah.
And
it looks really cool.
The storyline of it sounded interesting, where like they turn vigilante and then they turn hero, I think is what the trailer said. So it's like they almost had to like find vengeance for whatever happens to Batman and solve that mystery and then become the hero and save the day.
Yeah, there's an explosion and Batman has died.
That trailer was epic. So, I mean, the graphics on that was just insane. Like, honestly, at first, you don't even realize you're watching a video game. It was nuts.
I'd say that's a game worth looking into. Even if you're not a Batman fan, that's worth looking
into. Yeah, no, just as a video game fan, check that one out. I know when they did the close-up of the Batgirl and she was crying, so she's like tearing up in her eye, I got emotional. It's like, I don't even know what happened, but...
That's because Bruce Wayne is dead in that.
Well, we think he's dead. Do you think he's really dead?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's Bruce Wayne.
He can't die.
No. In the end, he's like, it was a test.
It was a cop-out. Who shot JR?
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. And then we also saw a trailer for Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Mm-hmm. Did you went back and watched that after I told you about it, right?
I watched that. That looks interesting.
I think it was. So the trailer doesn't give you a lot of the actual gameplay in the trailer they showed, right? It's basically just the intro of the video game, which I thought was hilarious. I thought it was really funny how they set it up. Like, you see all the explosions and the world is being destroyed by something. That doesn't really show exactly what it is. But then you see Harley Quinn is, like, acting out what's happening on her walkie as she's fighting, like, rocks and little toy cars to get to a pizza. And then the pizza kind of goes, shoots off. And then Superman shows up at the end. And he's the guy they're supposed to fight. And Captain Boomerang throws his boomerang hits him in the head. It was funny. I don't know why you're not laughing.
I'm more focused on the other one. Which,
the Gotham Knights?
Yeah.
So out of those two, that was the one that you were... Well, the trailers weren't fair, though.
Yeah.
I think Suicide Squad is going to be a fun game.
And the other one is going to be more depressing and violent. And,
well, it's going to be more like the Arkham Knights game, or the Arkham games and everything like that.
I think I have one of those.
Oh, the Batman games?
Yeah. I'm not familiar. It's Batman just goes around and beats people up.
Well, that's...
And he's trying to find the Joker. I think that's the game that I have.
Yeah. I think that's Asylum.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy that game because I just go around beating people up. I have it on, like, super easy so that I'm
so
able to do well.
Epic Batman going through there.
I just go around just beating the hell out of people.
Yeah. So we also saw some sneak peeks for some movies.
Oh,
what did
yes.
you think of these sneak peeks?
Well, Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. I was already excited about.
Yes,
and
I'm glad that that's back on track.
The Batman.
Oh my God.
Is really like I'm now.
You're on
really,
board, right?
I'm on board.
That's why I
Wasn't
talked
sure?
to a few people, and that's what their now consensus was. Like, it was the whole, like, forget everything I've ever said about the Batman who sparkles. Like, from what we saw in that trailer, Robert Pattinson is Batman. Like, that was awesome. And I actually really appreciated, and we'll talk again, we'll talk more about this next week. We'll get into more in depth about the DC fandom and everything we saw. But I really appreciated when they asked, who are you? He didn't do the classic, I'm Batman. He said, I'm Vengeance.
It wasn't that bad. He actually did a great job.
No, yours was terrible.
I'm from Nerd Academy, Batman.
I think what we should do, you know what would be fun, is to hold a contest to see which Nerdian can do the best Batman voice.
Oh, who can do the best Batman?
Besides me? No, we gotta find out.
You're not bad.
I think a pretty good Batman voice, if I do say so myself. I mean, I practice a lot, so.
You know what else Batman is in?
Hmm.
The Snyder Cut.
Yes, right.
Are you excited about the Snyder Cut?
You know, I wasn't at first necessarily. I was like, why are we even doing this? Like,
I didn't think it was real, like, for a long time.
Why? It was kind
of... I thought it was just some kind of rumor that, like, a bunch of nerdy fans are like, it's out there somewhere.
It's like under the golden rainbow.
Yeah. And then you see pictures coming out and actors going, release the Snyder Cut. And you're like, wait, what?
That's when it got real. When the actors started saying, okay, let's do this. Like, let's get this thing out of there.
And so, you see the trailer. The trailer
was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
epic.
The special effects
look
finished.
Right.
So the question is, do we have a problem with the writer-director, or is the problem with the studio trying to keep up with Marvel?
Well, as far as the original Justice League and the Snyder Cut, is that what you're comparing to? Well, I mean, the movie, the original Justice League movie had a lot of problems, you know, because Snyder had to bow out like halfway through. And so really, you can't blame him for the result of the movie.
But there was also rumor that he was being pushed out, that there were already some problems and they didn't like what they saw. They saw the rough cut and it was a little too rough. There were rumors that he was being pushed out and that the tragic death of his daughter was just a little too much.
I think it was a much. It was a lot. And I think, to me, as a fan, I would have rather have the studio put the project on hold.
Yes.
Like, pause. Snyder needs time with his family. He's got to get through this. When he's cool, we're going to come back to this project and do it right. Versus crank this crap out that nobody liked. Really? Well, I mean, people enjoyed it, I guess, but not to the degree that we should have. I mean, that movie should have been epic.
There
with
are
everything inside of it.
There are many stories of the same of deadlines killing movies and franchises. Did you ever watch the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I own that on DVD.
See, I worked at a movie theater back then and I saw that several times.
Yeah.
But the problems with that always were the argument between Fox and the director. And the director's like, I need more time. Fox's like, no, we're going to release it here.
Do it now.
And the movie ended up not being that great.
I mean, we can argue about that, but I mean, I enjoyed the movie.
I enjoyed the movie too, but
yeah, but it could have been better.
Yeah, it could have been better.
If we have given them the time to do it the way that the vision was supposed to be, it could have been better. And that's what we're realizing with the Snyder Cut. So it'd be curious to see if this is going to change how things are done. So are we going to see deadlines being a little bit more relaxed? Or it's like, here's your deadline. It is set in stone. You better have that project done by this date. Or is it going to be like, you know what? We're going to release this project and we'll let you know when it's going to come out. But here's what's coming out.
Now, I have not looked too much into it. I don't know if it's going to be released on HBO Max, which, by the way, DC mm-hmm. Universe going away, all the content going
the
on
online
HBO
DC
Max.
Universe, yes. It's all going HBO Max.
So I thought it's going to HBO Max. That's what I heard.
That is my understanding, is that the Snyder Cut is going to be exclusively on HBO Max, okay. Which is interesting because the subscriptions to HBO Max is going to shoot up. I even told my wife, I'm like, we are going to get a subscription for HBO Max. Just heads up.
Even
if
it
is for
a
month. She's like, what is that?
Oh, okay. So she's not nearly as nerdy as you.
No, she's not. She's not excited about that at all. But that's okay. I think she'll watch it with me. It'll be fun. So again, we're going to have a lot more to discuss from the DC fandom just because there was so much content that came out of there. So we're going to dedicate an entire show breaking down some of the different things that we saw and what we're excited for and just suck it all in. I mean, after we have some time to digest all of it. And I'm excited for that. That Batman trailer was dope. Super excited. I can't wait to talk to Hulk about it. Not that I didn't enjoy talking with you, Micah, about it.
You still love me.
No, you know I got you. Well, thank you for tuning in, Nerdians, to the Nerd Show. And again, thank you to NoCo Mobile Gaming for sponsoring the show and coming by and talking with us. And remember, stay nerdy.
I have so much power.
Yeah.